Was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Good morning, May the 30th, 7:05 in the morning. My goodness, Trish Clark is here with me today. Hi, Trish.
Good morning. May 30th already. My goodness, another month down the drain.
Yeah, what happened? You know, I was telling Bob to watch it again, and as usual, he lets it slip away while, you know what, I think he snoozes at night.
You think?
And I think that's where it goes.
Gosh,
I think
don't...
every night, another day.
And you're absolutely right. June? Whoa.
June.
That must mean summer's on its way.
Summer. It's 100, supposed to be 100 degrees. So what's the weather look like?
Well, it looks like it's sunny with a high near 85 today. North wind around 9 miles an hour. Clear with a low around 61 tonight. Sunny with a high near 92 on Friday and getting up to 100 over the weekend. It's currently 60 degrees outside and no wind. The weather's brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards.
There you go. Hey, tonight?
Pizza night.
You're going to be there, aren't you?
Well, I try to do that pretty often, and I was there last week, and, well, you know, New York-style pizza and good camaraderie and great wine, beer on tap.
There you go.
Hey, doesn't get any better.
What can you say? Okay, and Anselmo Vineyards. Give them a call, though. You're going to need reservations on pizza night, 474-5546. Usually you need reservations. I guess you can sneak one in there. John Stadelli was in yesterday talking about their garden. It's like 600 acres of restaurant because they're using garden and all these things. It's going fresh from the garden to the table. I mean, it's a
you
great
the
concept.
Beef, you got the lamb,
all.
You
all
got
there.
All yeah. the herbs, the fruits
Everything
and vegetables. It's a unique atmosphere in our county. And if anybody hasn't been up there and tried it out, looked that prospect over and that whole venue, it's unique.
That's right. And, you know, and speaking of unique, here's Kathy Lathrop Cummings with our Market Minute from our Wells Fargo Advisors. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 54 points this morning at 15,355. The S&P 500 is positive 9 at 1657, and the NASDAQ is up 20 at 3487. Active stocks this morning include J.P. Morgan Chase up 46 cents at 5513. And EMC Corporation up $1.44 at $25.10. Stocks of local interest, Bank of Commerce is up 1 penny at $4.88. And XO Group is up 10 cents at $10.32. In the bond market, we find lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.26%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down 74 cents at $92.39. Gold is up $21.20 at $1,413. And silver is up 42 cents at $22.88. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR Radio. They're located down on Park Marina Drive, and you can give them a call at 530-243-7561. That's 243-7561. They have the information to help you guide you through Wall Street and make those investments. Give them a call down there. Trish, like I said, good morning.
Good morning.
But, you know, we've got a fire warning here this weekend. Bad Bob?
Carl, the National Weather Service has issued a fire weather watch. It's in effect throughout the week through Saturday evening. Winds up, humidity down, temperatures up, and we've got very dry fuel moisture, which means if a fire starts, it's going to spread really fast. So take a little extra care this weekend and be fire safe, and we'll see if we can get through this.
Okay, and not only that, it's because we're going to get to 100 this weekend, it looks like. Leaving dogs, cats, kids, grandma, the husband you're just really upset with in the car while you go shopping in Costco is not a good idea.
No, absolutely, positively not. You know, you shouldn't be doing that at any time of year, but once it gets above 80 degrees outside.
That's right.
And you're parked in the sun, you just don't do that.
Now, there, you know, what we heard the other day, Haven Humane was here on, and with their animal control, Captain Smith, and she said that these, like Mount Shasta Mall, Costco, all these big, big, department store areas have people that are out there looking for animals and people left in the cars.
They have security online, and that's one of their duties.
And if they see somebody, they call immediately, and that's a top priority call. So if you see somebody in the car, you know, don't call the police. They're pretty busy. Call animal control. No, I'm just kidding. If you see, this is for animals. You were believing it too. You did, you didn't look at me and go, oh, you're just full of it.
No. I thought.
But there are. If you do see, but call
if
animal.
If you see an animal, yeah, you need, yeah.
Call animal control. They will get out there and they will either, they'll try to, find the owner or they will rescue the animal. All right.
Well, and that's important. You know, but I want to talk one more thing about the fire danger because I just always got to get this in. Last night, coming down, from Reading, going to Anderson, I was behind a guy who flipped a cigarette out the window. I don't know why people still do that. You just can't do that. Especially now. But you can't do it anytime.
They don't do it anytime, but they do it. And so, you know, you should have taken your semi-automatic, probably soon to be illegal pistol and shot out his windows.
It's really tempting, and if he hadn't been going way over the speed limit when he did it, and I needed to turn off at Anderson, I was going to go and get him and get his license, and I mean, it enrages me. The problem is I've turned in a couple of them, and nothing ever happens.
Well, how do you know?
Well, because I don't know. Maybe I don't know.
Maybe they track them down.
Maybe we should take a break. But, you know, I think it's so important that we've had so many major fires in California, in Shasta County, that have started with cigarettes, with something dragging from the back of your car. We just need to be really, really careful. And please, no mowing. You're done mowing if you've got it mowed now.
Around your house.
But you can't do that after 10 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I tell you what. Here's the thing that we're going to have somebody on here and very soon to talk about fire danger. And what they've said is, you know what? It's becomes too dangerous at this point. It's too dangerous. And so when you get a fire going, they're going to have to go far away to start the fire lines because it is too fast. It moves too quick. It gets too hot. Our old type of techniques and procedures, they're too slow. They're for old type fires. So, I mean, we're going to come in and talk about that.
When we were still logging and we were still taking down timber and all of that, and now we're not. We've got big stands. We've got lots of undergrowth, and it burned real hot.
Okay, since I will take a break now then. You can keep talking if you like. We'll record it and let it go. Now, Trish Clark, Carl Bott, KCNR 1460.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindalelis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR, as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Everywhere around the world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Let freedom ring at the Shasta District Fair opening Wednesday, June 12th. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance and carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under. Special ride all day for one price carnival wristbands. Outlaw go-karts in the Golden One Credit Union Grandstand. And be sure to catch the prize drawings at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. Thursday, it's country music with the Chris Gardner Band. Friday, auto and boat races. And Saturday, Destruction Derby. Plus the Shasta Idol Competition. Splash Dogs, hypnotist Chris Mabry, the Junior Livestock Auction, Carnival, and much more. Save 30% on carnival ride and admission tickets. Go online to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets save you up to 30%, but must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 11th. Let freedom ring at the Shasta District Fair opening June 12th at the fairgrounds in Anderson.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Chris Clark, Linda's got on the spot with the bot tonight. 60 degrees out there, 7:16 in the morning, May the 30th. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our good friends down there, Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great cold drinks. People don't realize they have all those nice icy drinks down there. Walk next door. Best prices in town for tobacco products. Greatest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. What can I say that great people Joe and Shelley are? Trish Clark is my co-host, and somebody said, do you really think they're going to be looking for people throwing cigarettes out windows? We can't even get them for home burglaries.
Well, and then I think Bad Bob came back and said, well, if we just burn all the houses down, yeah, we won't have to worry about burglaries.
Those fires.
We want to also mention that today is May 30th, and it is the historical Memorial Day.
That's right. Today at 11 at the convention center, they're having a ceremony down there today at the, and you know what? Head on down there. There's going to be a lot of people. I don't know how many. There's going to be a number of people down there. I'm going down there. I think Linda's going to be with me. And then they've also got military vehicles out there, and the helicopter are going to be there.
And they have some kind of a lunch going on.
And a lunch right afterwards, exactly. Right after the ceremony.
Exactly. So, and this is
11 o'clock today.
Yeah, this is the day we have made it into a three-day holiday, which we tend to do with a lot of these occasions, but today really is the Memorial Day, and we can't pay enough honor, enough times, enough days to our fallen military and those people who have served.
And you know what happens tomorrow on the 31st? The Colt 45 season begins. And it starts at 7 p.m. at Tiger Field. But this is going to be 50% of all sales goes to veteran support groups.
Perfect.
And this is great. Tickets are only $5 for adults, $3 for senior and students, and $2 for kids under 12. Benefits to Northern California Veterans Cemetery Board. You know, it's going to be a good event. Now, these are the finest college players in the nation or in this league here. So you can go on down there, have a great day, eat hot dogs, have a beer, enjoy a good baseball game. And we've got an announcement we want to make about this. We'll probably make it tomorrow morning, about the Colt 45s that we find, they're a good team. I think that we need to support them out there.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Another opportunity for something to do in Shasta County.
Okay. The guns and ammo bills were passed in Sacramento, and I just want to barely get into this because we got to take a break because Brian Daly is supposed to be on today. Of course, after last night, who knows who's going to be, who's still alive in Republicans down there. Have to pay a fee for ammo, And I think you have to get registered. Banning all new sales of a semi-automatic rifle with a semi-detachable magazine, even though there is proof, absolute proof, that like 1% of all crimes are committed with this type of rifle. They did not register or make you take a, make you take a lesson with hammers, which is one of the, you know, which kills more people than long guns. I mean, what's the other one here? Anything with detachable, you know, ammo mags, anything that they can do to make it harder for people who are law-abiding citizens to enjoy the Second Amendment.
And we need to reread the Second Amendment, and we need, we keep giving. We give a little bit, well, it's just this, it's just that, it's just a concealed weapon permit, it's just, you can carry them. I have to go back. I honestly, truly believe that, that every law they have made that has to do with guns is absolutely unconstitutional. The Second Amendment gives us the right to bear arms. It has no qualifiers in it.
And we're going to take a break on that. We need to get back on time here. But, you know, I want to talk more about that, but I also want to talk about the depths of this insurance. If you didn't see it in the paper, health insurance is that Brown says he needs to get $300 million back from the counties to pay for this expanded Medicaid, Medi-Cal.
Did he ask the counties if he should enter that?
No, he didn't. They just said, well, we know it was a bold step, but it was something we needed to do. By the way, we want you to pay for it. We'll be right back.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse again with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and the crew want to say thanks to all of our loyal customers. With everybody headed to the lake and camping, stop by and fill up your propane tanks. We have two-cycle oil, ethanol-free 93 for all the weed eaters and lawnmowers, red and clear diesel at all the plants. We have bulk oil, hydraulic, motor oil, grease, antifreeze, DEF, urea fluid, and we deliver to all ranchers, farmers, and loggers, and construction folks, and even homeowners. We have some of the best people in the business. Northern Lights Energy. In Weaverville, see Michelle. In Corning, see Robin. And in Redding, see the rest of the family. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. And I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656, or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Yes, sir!
I'm just practicing.
So moving right along.
Yeah, I'm just practicing so when I go into Lowe's, I can read all the signs. 60 degrees, 724 in Orange. Did you know that Lowe's has got signs in Spanish?
No.
I think it's Lowe's. Yeah, it's got, you know, it's got English, our language of our nation, and it's got it in Spanish.
Get out.
I think it is. I think it's Lowe's.
Oh, if that's true, I'll not be going in there again.
What's the one up there?
By Safeway?
Yeah, in Safeway. Isn't that Lowe's?
That'd be Lowe's.
I'm pretty sure. They can call me and tell me I'm wrong, but yeah, the signs are in Spanish. These are, you know, it says, you know, wrenches and wrenchables, you know, or whatever the word is. I don't have to know that word, though. You know that? I do not have to know that word.
That's exactly right, and I'm here to tell you that if, in fact, that's true,
it is.
I'll not be shopping there.
If you don't, drive by right after the show, walk in there and look around, unless they've changed it, because after I saw it, I asked myself, how come everything's in Spanish? He says, all is nationwide. They change, you know, they make all of their signs. They make all their signs.
Nationwide? Excuse me?
It is.
Not the language of the United States?
English? It was.
Wow. So we get that in the big cities, and the more those kind of things that happen, what exactly is it going to take to wake this nation up to what's happening to the United States of America?
When all the bills in Sacramento, the stupid bills that are passed, are all written in Spanish. When they say English as a second language in school.
Well, hey, hang on.
Spanish is a
hang
second
on,
language
because
in school.
That's not too far in the future. You and I will live to see that.
No.
I'm afraid so.
I wouldn't live here.
Well, you know, but
if
it
gets
happen.
To that point, no, it won't happen. And I'll tell you why. Is once they get this immigration problem, if they ever do figure it out, and they need to, we need to. I mean, it's absolutely stupid. Somebody said, what's the immigration problem? He said, we can't keep, he says, just shut down the borders and figure out these people on visas that just overstay the visas. If we can track a calf from Canada, we ought to be able to track a student coming in from Iran
on
a student visa. And all of a sudden, like, you know, a year later, we can't find him. That's crap. Put a, you know what?
But
one of those things in them. Put one of those little tracker systems. What do they put in a dog?
But here's the thing. See, you and I just did exactly what is working, and we're buying into the bait and switch.
What?
The issue is not just the Mexican border. The immigrants that we need to be afraid of, really concerned about, are not from Mexico.
They're from Chechnya.
They're from a lot of places that are coming in here and bombing us.
That's true.
And doing horrible things. Those people are leaking over the border in droves. But we all buy into this, the whole thing is about the Mexicans and it's not. And they buy us off on that. They accuse us of it. We start defending ourselves instead of standing up and saying, no, you know what? That's not true. What we're talking about is assimilating all of the immigrants from all of the countries.
Into
you ever hear
a
Republican say that?
Into
absolutely
our
not.
Culture. And this is the problem.
We just buy
having...
off and defend our position that, no, we're not prejudiced.
Why they're having riots in Sweden and all these things are happening in Europe is because the immigrants there are not immigrating. They're migrating and they're keeping their cultures in their own areas.
We're doing the same thing.
But we need to have people assimilate into our culture.
They need to come to America and become Americans.
Most that do love this country and they will support this country. But yes, you do. You've got the groups that come in here that just want to destroy the country. Those are the ones you hunt down. But you need to be able to track them. You need to be able to track them.
We are training in the bigger cities in the state of California, at least, and every place else. We are training our police officers, our firemen, to respect the practices of those people coming into our country. Instead of us educating those people coming into our country about our practices and our procedures.
Hey, you know what? You
want
to wear a burqa and get your, and not have your photo taken for
then
a license.
Then live in another country.
Go someplace else. That's right. I mean, that's not asking too much. You got to be able to identify somebody.
We have rules and regulations. We have a constitution we need to live up to.
And by the way, this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. You need some granite in your house, in your kitchen, outside. You need a barbecue. They can make barbecues. They make smokers. But anything that you have that it calls for wonderfully beautiful granite work is done by Estate Granite and Mike Huber and his people there. Give them a call at 530-241-7866. Estate Granite. You ready? You want to keep going? We got Gary Cat coming in.
You have 20 seconds.
Okay, so what do you really think about
that? I mind better than you think I do, don't I, Carl?
I hold the finger up. This is it. All right, we'll be right back. Gary Katz here to talk about changing all the garbage collection and you do your own. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are on the rise in early trading as investors digest another round of economic reports on the U.S. economy. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 40 points. Meanwhile, investors are bullish for First Solar on news of an upgrade. Goldman Sachs is boosting the company's rating to buy, citing strong free cash flow, a low bar, and reasonable valuation. Goldman is also raising First Solar's price target, $21 to $64. Meanwhile, the battle between Dish Network and Sprint for Clearwire is heating up. According to Reuters, Clearwire is now postponing tomorrow's shareholder vote on Sprint's buyout offer. This after Dish Network raised its bid to $6.5 billion. That tops Sprint's rival bid by nearly 30%. And Facebook is borrowing yet another feature from its competitor, Twitter. The social network site will soon roll out the verified checkmark, guaranteeing the celebrity or public figure you're following is indeed that person. It'll make it easier for people to find the actual person versus impersonators. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I need to protect my company's email.
Do you want an email security solution that's hard to install?
No.
You good with paying a fee for every user?
No.
How about a little extra for outbound email protection?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall, the world's best-selling business email security gateway with email encryption and data leak prevention included at no extra cost. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And always humans to answer your calls. Try the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall free. Go to Barracuda.com/yes.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Howdy, neighbor. What you got there?
Oh, just my oil from my Chevy and some weed killer from my shed. I figured the best way to get rid of it was to pour them down the storm drain.
But, Tom, the water we use has been recycled by nature ever since the earth was formed and...
Come on, William. Give it to me in English.
Well, Tom, the improper disposal of household chemicals and engine oil can be harmful to our water. We're trying to protect the quality of our water, not harm it.
It's true. Poor landscape practices and improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. To reduce pollution, use pesticides in the proper amounts, and always dispose of household waste properly. For more information on the disposal of certain household items, visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net. Remember, improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. Visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net.
Take a walk on the wild side with your favorite canine friend on June 4th at Haven Humane Society's third annual Dog-a-thon. This 5K walk for the animals includes Hennigan's Spinning Frisbee Canine Team, Doggy Personality Contest, and Agility Course. Visit the Arts and Crafts booths, microchipping, rabies vaccines, dog licenses, and more. Bring family, friends, and your favorite canine. Join us to help the shelter animals. Call 241-5262 to register or go online to havenhumane.net. Thank you.
Take those old records off the shelf and listen to them by
Welcome back to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio, and it's been a target-rich environment this morning. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. 60 degrees out there, 7:34 in the morning. Give us a call at 605-4567. And just so we clear this up, it is Lowe's, but it's also Home Depot that has bilingual signs.
So we go to Osh and Ace Hardware.
There you go. Locally owned, family operated. And it just, you know, when I walked in, I said, how can I get these signs? Like, there's no, you know, who doesn't speak English up here? Or, I mean, if you don't speak English, isn't that a good reason to learn because you can't read the signs?
Well, and that's exactly right. As I recall, and having gone through the process for people to become citizens many times from many countries, part of the process is they have to be able to speak English, to take the test, to do the things. Yeah. Memorize all kinds of important documents like the preamble, the Constitution, those things in order to become an American citizen. Well, how do you do that if you speak Spanish?
I don't know. Why are things printed in 14 different languages? But here's the other thing. I don't expect when I lived in Croatia for them to change their whole system so I would understand how to speak Croatian or Italian or Spanish or in some cases, Sudanese. I mean, I didn't expect them to change theirs so to make my life easier. If I was going to live there, which I did, I learned enough to get by and
take your little pocketbook. And
there you go. Okay, but hey, this portion,
the language.
Well, this portion of the show is brought to you by Mount Shasta Spring Water. They've been providing natural spring water to their customers in Northern California and Southern Oregon since 1988. They get their spring water, of course, from the base of Mount Shasta. Give them a call at 1-800-922-6227 or visit their website at MountShastaSpringWater.com. All right, Brian, good morning.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Well, we're on kind of like a roll today. We got Gary Cadd in the studio. We're going to get to him in a minute.
Good. Well, you made a good point. I didn't see English or anything else. I saw Russian writing. And, you know, I didn't walk into that country just speaking English. I mean, I've learned Russian over time just so I could talk when I'm there or communicate with my parents, my in-laws. So, I mean, I don't expect them. When they came over here, I mean, I know they're in their late 60s. I mean, it's a little late for them, obviously. But they tried. They actually tried. And my mother-in-law tried, and she learned some English and she actually understood more than she could speak, but the thing is they tried, and it was that made us feel good. It made everybody feel comfortable, because here's the deal. Individuals that come over and migrate over here and do not learn the language, but their children do, have serious, serious problems growing up. There's a lot of defiance within the parent and the child because the parent doesn't understand the child, and a lot of times that creates a wedge between families because of the fact that their offspring are drifting farther away from not only their traditions and things like that and their culture, but just the actual communication and that bonding that you have with the children. And usually, I think, if I remember correctly, by the studies say, by the third generation, they can't even write it or speak it by then. I mean, they're completely assimilated into the culture. But you've got a lot of individuals, a lot of influx of immigrants coming in here from Mexico because they're running from their own country from what's going on over there. I've got a lot of Hispanic families in my classroom I've had over the years, and I've sat down and I've been very frank with them. I said, so why'd you come here? You know, and it's not being rude, and they don't take it the wrong way. And they say because that it's so bad in our country, we cannot raise our children like this. And I said, I can understand that. But they need to realize, too, coming over here, they need to make their lives easier by at least learning something in the English language so they can at least communicate.
They need to assimilate instead of us trying to take care of them and bend to what they need. It's not happening in their country. And the only thing we're saying is we don't want to beat you people up or throw you into prisons or things like that. Learn our language. Stop making us learn yours.
Well, and that's it. It's just that you come here and we want to welcome you and we want it done the right way. My wife spent
But we want to welcome you by saying it in English. And we want them to understand it in English.
My wife spent 3 years hard work to become a United States citizen. She did it the right way, the legal way. She barely knew any English, when she came here, and she just finished, got an A in English 1C at Shasta College. She's going through the nursing program. I mean, she was so proud of herself. She came running out of the hallway yesterday. I got an A, I got an A. And I looked, I said, you know what? I'm so proud of you. You did all of this on your own. I said, you started with not knowing hardly any English, and look where you're at now, love. I was so excited. I almost started crying. I
mean, you know, that's a great,
that's
I want to go back
word.
To I want to go back to something you said a little earlier. I don't think we want to write off that 50 group. I think they're still perfectly capable of learning a new
language.
You
got to watch. You got to watch
way
out.
Up into the 60s. You don't know who you're talking to here.
Yeah, that's right, Brian. You got when you start writing people off in their 50s, it starts scaring us. You know what's next?
Oh, hey, I'm not
you're sounding like
there.
A bomb
guys.
Now.
Wait, what is it?
The death squad.
Yeah, the death squad.
No, I agree that there's still at any age an opportunity to at least be able to receptively understand English, even if you don't speak a lot of it.
Yeah.
You can still communicate in other ways, even though you can't speak a lot of English. But
and we need to make
it.
We need to make them aware of that, because they're coming in here. We're letting them do those things instead of assimilating them. We're separating the difference, and that or celebrating the difference.
And
we've got.
I'd love to listen to both of you, Brian. I'd love to listen to both of you, but we have a thing called a break. We do this so that we can continue to stay on and bring this invigorating conversation. And when we get
all
back,
righty,
Gary Cass.
Well, I have a class to go run anyway, okay. So I gotta get going.
Well, we're going to have Gary Cat on now, and he's going to talk about an idea that's going to save our streets. We'll be right back after these messages.
So, you own some land, and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine, matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Paint Mart for service and quality.
Charlie, how long is it going to take you to paint this house? You told me it would be done months ago.
Remember I told you it needed to be cleaned and sprayed, and yeah, I just don't have the money.
Yeah, nice try, Toots. You need to trot right on down to the Paint Mart.
Hi, this is Jeff. At the Paint Mart, we're the one-stop solution for all our customers. Right now, you can use a paint sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for one day with the purchase of 10 gallons of quality Benjamin Moore paint, or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. This limited time offer is good at any of our three stores in Reading, Anderson, or Red Bluff. Indoors or out, paint smart and save with the paint professionals at the Paint Mart, home of quality Benjamin Moore paint, with all the tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Ah, great. Now what excuse can I use?
Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back.
Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. Great guest and a lot of giveaways. Okay, in case there was any misunderstandings, that wasn't Brian Daly that was just on the phone. That was Brian's supposed to be on at 8 o'clock, and we'll see if he hasn't been, you know, if they haven't taken all the Republicans and locked him into the cloakroom down in Sacramento, if we can get him on here. That was a different Brian. So, you know. Because there was a misunderstanding in the chat room about it. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, discounts for seniors and veterans, locally owned, family or family operated, which is what we're talking
about.
Austin Ace. And all employees are safety trained. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. We also got a bunch of kudos in here for talking about fire danger, taking care of your house, clearing around your area. You know what? The danger is if you don't take care of it, what can happen. If they say, oh, you can't clear after, if you can't do it after 10 o'clock, you know what?
Get up early.
Get up early or give me a ticket. Because I am not going to have my house surrounded by brush. And if it takes me 4 days or a week to do this, you got to do it. It's just worth it.
But the problem is, if in fact you are doing it in the afternoon, there's such a chance of starting that fire
in
the process.
I understand.
So get up early, do it in the evenings, be careful.
Okay. All right. One more time. Okay. We're going to talk more about that later. Gary Catt, I'm sorry. You got up here and got here at 7:30 in the morning.
And
you
want to
talk about the infrastructure. You want to talk about infrastructure of our roads and an idea that you have.
Yes, you do. And
oh,
you know,
by the way, Gary Catt is one of our Reading City Council members, if you didn't know that.
Well, good morning, you all. One of the things I wanted to bring up is our last meeting that the Reading City Council, we accepted a report from the utilities, which would be water, wastewater, garbage, and streets. Although streets is not a utility. But in the process of doing that, they're going to be raising our rates. And they've talked about the streets and our level of streets that are in good shape, really good shape, medium shape, and then going into poor shape. And then the amount of money that we have to work on the streets. Well, while they were doing the wastewater presentation, I'm sorry, the solid waste presentation, I got to thinking we have three garbage pickups. We have the blue cart, we have the orange, the blue cart, the gray cart, and the green cart. The gray cart garbage has to be picked up every week. For public safety. The blue and the green, which would be our recycle and then our landscape, could be picked up every 2 weeks. Now, I know some folks are going to wrinkle their eyes and say, well, we can't do that. Well, just keep this in mind. For every trip that a solid waste truck comes down your street, it's equivalent to 4,000 vehicle trips as it's coming down your street. So if on a Monday at our house when they come pick up our garbage, if you will, there's 12,000 vehicle trips are made on that street, on the residential street.
And they can do that because that's how they do it in the city of Anderson.
Right. Well, they do it in quite a few cities in California. And the thing with it is some people say, well, Gary, we have so much recycle that – all right, if that's the case, it would be less expensive for the city to let those folks have two carts, cheaper to buy two carts and give them a second cart and have it picked up every other week than it would be to have those trucks running up and down the streets and degrading our streets with money that we don't have to repair the streets.
Well, one of the questions that just came in, it says you were really concerned when you were running, before you were on the council, about the millions of dollars that weren't being spent on our streets. And so is this part of an overall plan to try and get our streets back? Because it takes, what, $5 million a year? Is it $5 million a year to keep our streets up?
Well, we're paying $1.1 million right now.
Right, but we're
woefully behind.
It takes like $5
million. Yeah.
Now, my question on this is, when we talked about this yesterday, is those green containers
for your
landscaping stuff, you know, during the winter, I never put them out. They're never used because nothing grows.
Mm-hmm.
If you came by once a month or once every 3 weeks for something like that, that would be no problem. The blue containers, I don't think people, you know, have their recyclables filled. You know, maybe they do, maybe they don't. But it's the kind of thing is I think you need to take some kind of survey from the guys that are collecting it to see how many, you know, really how much of this is picked up. But during the summer, if you give an extra one, but how, you know, if you're doing a lot of cutting and, you know, you just do a weekly
cleanup of your yard, some yards you're going to fill those up every week. Mm-hmm. So I can see, you know, doing it weather or season wise that you wouldn't even have to pick up the green ones, for, right. you know, well, and save a lot on that.
Right. Well, Carl, see, this is the one of the reasons we're going to have going to be scheduled for the regular meeting on August the 20th to take this issue up, what I'm wanting to do, and the reason I'm here and been talking to you folks, is I want the public to understand what's going on, what the ramifications are, and where we could possibly save some money. Because if we turn around and we pick up every 2 weeks, we're probably going to have one truck that's not going to be running. That's saved on the fuel and the wear and tear on the truck on the street, and then it's also going to cut back on an employee.
You're not talking about garbage here.
Pardon? No, gray.
That's what I thought. We have some people asking. No,
public safety, that has to be picked up.
Garbage has to be picked up at least once a week.
Recyclables and the landscaping.
The blue and the gray. The blue and the green. The gray has to be picked up every single week. But the blue and the green would be what I'm talking about. And really, the reason for being here is I'm not locked into any particular every 2 weeks or that, or exactly what I want is the public, because it's going to be some help or some work for us to do as individuals of remembering what day to put it out on what week and da 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 and this kind of thing. But it needs to get into the public thought process that we need to do something.
And it's all very doable because we live with that in the city of Anderson. And we have, you know, every other week they give us a little calendar at the beginning of the year that's marked blue and green. It's a matter of being responsible to help solve the problems in your community.
Okay, now we have some great comments in there. Hey, we want to cut service, you know, we're not cutting our taxes, we're not cutting anything. We want to cut our services to the taxpayers, yet we continue to give raises to people in the city government is one. And they said, what are we supposed to do with the extra, all the stuff that we have at extra? And the answer to that was take it to Gary's house. We'll be right back after these messages.
There is no better word in the English language than the word free. And BNT Satellite wants you to get basic Dish Network satellite television packages free for the first 6 months of your new subscription. There's no questions, no muss, no fuss, just free Dish Network for the first 6 months of your new basic package subscription. You will not find another offer for cable or satellite service that will beat this offer, and it is only from our local provider, BNT Satellite. All you have to do is call BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988, and the first 6 months of your basic satellite subscription is free.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at novb.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. 3 times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have 3 different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short. But there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 60 degrees right now, high of 79, 7:54 in the morning, May the 30th. 605-4567 is our number, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, In-Store Deli, and Redding's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. They are the North State's nutrition experts at Orchard Nutrition. 221 Locust Street here in Redding. Or give them a call at 244-9141, and they're going to help you. It's a great bunch of people down there at Orchard Nutrition. Our guest is Gary Cadd, and the chat room is screaming through here. Gary, so... since you're cutting back on the city services and then yet still giving raises, that was the question. You said you had an answer to that.
Well, the answer to that is the vote on giving raises was 3-2, and I was one of the two. I was one that voted no. So you agree with that? Bart, what, you're cutting back? Yeah, you agree.
Well, listen,
Carl, how many times have I been in here talking to you about the pensions and health care and the $336 million unfunded? I mean,
and not only that, the other day we were talking about how the state of California has supposedly got this, quote, surplus based on what the taxes are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody called in and said, well, you know what? They're not counting the unfunded liabilities either. Mm-hmm. And that's hundreds of billions of dollars.
That's exactly right.
Okay, but going back to this. A slight change in how, but now I've got people in here saying, look, we fill up ours every week. Plus we have bags set aside.
On the green stuff.
If you listen to what I said,
that may be true during the week. I would tell you that in the recyclable stuff, people do not break down their boxes as a general rule. They don't follow the directions that go along with recycling, because if you do, you'll put it about half of what you're putting into that barrel.
Now, if you recall at the start here, I was saying that if somebody has one blue and they need two blues, or they have a small one and need a large one, we can change them. It would be less expensive for the city of Redding to purchase more carts to put out this, whether that blue or green out. So if you do a lot of green, we'll give you two greens, and then you'll do it every 2 weeks. If you do a lot of recycling, you'll have two blues. If you have a small blue, you'll have a large blue. It would be less expensive for us to do this than it would be to keep running trucks up and down our roads that are equivalent to 4,000 vehicle trips in our residential areas.
Well, you know, garbage is you can do a whole big show on garbage, and it's something that, you know, I worked extensively on when I was elected official. The garbage issue in the state of California is just beginning to ripen, if you will, and it's going to get huge before it's over.
Okay, well, sure, we've just got a couple of minutes. Billy Bob, good morning.
Hey, good show again, but I wanted to put a question to Trish, and as Gary Cadd is there, his opinion, basically a city staff should be able to sort this garbage situation out without city council people working on it. I appreciate his interest in saving the city streets, but the more important target is the fact that I don't know if anybody knows that ACID is now selling 2,500 acre feet of water to the Delta down below San Joaquin Valley, and they're going to pump hydrology, the groundwater, to replace it. And this should be refuted and argued. This is the first of the water takeover, and I'm hearing nothing. It made the paper a week and a half ago, but this is absolutely the beginning of the end for our water. So.
I would concur with you, and I will say very succinctly, first, I applaud Gary for being a proactive city councilman and bringing this garbage thing forward. The second thing I will tell you is you are absolutely positively right. That is the worst thing could happen to our water. Love to talk about that on a show.
This is going to be
the Redding Area Water Basin was formed exactly to share that water within county. I have no idea what in the heck has happened that we don't aren't just
all right.
angry
well,
that
we've
it's
got
being
to,
sold
we got
down.
To push back
hey, Billy
on
Bob,
this
we have to run. Yes, Billy Bob, you're absolutely right, and it's more to this than this. It will destroy our water table, or it could.
Absolutely.
So this is going to be a subject we're going to talk about next week when Trish comes on next week.
Okay, good,
right.
good. That's all I
okay.
want to point
and we've
out.
Got to
right,
run.
Thanks.
We've got one, Gary Cad. Again, you start the fires, and
then
you
walk conversation.
Out.
I applaud you. I love proactive city council.
You
see a problem,
we have
help
to run.
Solve.
Brian Daly will be with us right after the break. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Attorney General Eric Holder's on deadline. House Republicans are giving him until June 5th to clarify what he knew about the investigation into journalists looking for news leakers.
But I think when all of this clears out, we're going to find out that he didn't tell the truth to the Judiciary Committee.
Virginia GOP Congressman Randy Forbes, the White House says Holder was truthful. Testifying earlier this month, he wasn't involved in or even heard of prosecution of journalists. Holder's offering to talk to the media about the investigation. It's an off-the-record discussion. The Associated Press and a few other news organizations say no, rejecting that condition. The law requiring Wisconsin voters to show up ID when they vote upheld in court, but other challenges loom. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more live.
Republicans passed a voter photo ID law in 2011, saying it would help fight election fraud. The League of Women Voters filed a suit challenging it, and a Dane County judge ruled the law was unconstitutional, saying it would abridge the right to vote. However, a Wisconsin state appeals court has reversed that decision, saying the league failed to prove that the law is unconstitutional. Another Dane County lawsuit and two federal lawsuits challenging the requirement are also pending. Dave?
Jennifer, the economy grew a bit less to start the year than first thought. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Dave, the gross domestic product rose at an annual rate of 2.4% in the first quarter, a tenth of a point less than the original report last month. The Commerce Department says consumer spending was strong, but it was offset by deep government spending cuts and businesses taking more time to restock depleted inventories. Also, the Labor Department says the number of people applying for jobless benefits last week was about 10,000 higher than the week before.
Now, in the improving housing market, rich, more Americans signed contracts to buy homes last month, the highest level of pending home sales in 3 years, as mortgage rates hit a high this year. Freddie Mac reports the 30-year fixed loan rose to 3.81% this week. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 77 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine, but she's still going to give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
Get a free Samsung Rugby 3 when you switch your business to AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk on America's fastest 4G LTE network. Instant communication, and you can talk to up to 250 people at once. And with AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk, get a free Samsung Rugby 3 for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service. Visit an AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to switch today and get a free Samsung Rugby 3. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer, free phone on new activations only, requires tier commitment to eligible plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
Pakistan's Taliban says it's withdrawing its offer to engage in peace talks, while confirming what the militant group initially denied, that a suspected U.S. drone missile strike killed the Taliban's deputy leader near the Afghanistan border. The attorney for the Arizona mom, still jailed in Mexico and is an accused drug smuggler, hopes maybe she could get out tomorrow. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso has more on the case live.
Dave, Yadira Maldonado says she was shocked last week when passengers were stopped south of the border, ordered off the America-bound bus, only to find herself handcuffed and accused of being a drug smuggler.
I'm innocent. I'm like, this is not real. This is not happening.
Maldonado denies the 12 pounds of pot found in the bus were hers. Family members accused Mexican officials of trying to extort money from Maldonado and her husband, the only Americans on that bus. They say their case is very strong and they hope to win the mother of seven's freedom soon, Dave.
Jeff, Lincoln Chafee used to be a Republican. Then he lost his U.S. Senate seat in Rhode Island in 2006. The next year, he left the party and became independent, then ran for governor and won. Today, he's no longer independent. Chafee joined the Democrat Party. You may have heard about the baby that appeared to have been flushed down a toilet in China. Now an update.
It looked like attempted murder. Firefighters sawed through a sewage pipe beneath a squat toilet to recover a newborn boy stuck inside. But the child's mother now says the baby fell down the toilet as she gave birth. Chinese police believe the 22-year-old woman was too frightened earlier to talk, and they will reportedly press no charges. Meanwhile, the baby is said to be doing fine. He has abrasions on his feet and arms where he was wedged in the pipe, but his grandparents have now taken him home from the hospital in Jinhua City. In Tokyo, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
An insurance industry study says the easing up on motorcycle helmet laws is making crash injuries worse. In Michigan, it says that the medical claim average rose more than a fifth last year for the state stopped requiring helmets for riders under 21. Fox News, I'm Dave Anthony.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's May 30th, 8:05 in the morning. Trish, what's the weather going to be like today?
The weather is 60 degrees outside. We're going to have sunny with a high near 85. North wind around 9 miles an hour. Clear with a low around 61 tonight. Heating up towards the weekend. Going to get up into the hundreds. I believe summer is here. And it's actually 63 degrees as we speak.
Okay.
Weather brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right. Anselmo Vineyards pizza night tonight. Let's go to our morning update from the Market Minute from our Wells Fargo advisors, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 58 points this morning at 15,361. The S&P 500 is up 8 points at 1,656, and the NASDAQ is up 23 at 3,490. Active stocks today include Nevada Energy up $4.33 at 23.61, and Clearwire Corporation up 77 cents at $4.25. Stocks of local interest, Exo Group is up 5 cents at $10.28, and Pepsi is down 19 cents at $80.93. Turning to the bond market, we find lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 2.12%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down 84 cents at $92.29. Gold is up $24.50 at $1,416.30. And silver is up 53 cents at $22.99. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Thank you, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. That's 243-7561 for information concerning Wall Street and the stock market. Okay, today at 11 a.m. today at the Reading Civic Auditorium will be, today is Memorial Day, my friends. They made it into a 3-day weekend, but today is Memorial Day. And down at the Civic Center, they're going to have a free ceremony. When I say free, it's because afterwards they have lunch, but the events are going to be at 11 a.m. till noon. However, they're going from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. today, military vehicle viewings, including the helicopter and all types of vehicles out there. That's at the Civic Center today. Join us at 11 a.m. for that ceremony. Hey, our guest is now, for this part of the show, this segment of the show, is Assemblyman Brian Daly. Brian, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Carl?
Well, you know what? Every time I open the paper, Trish Clark is here with me, by the way.
Hi, Trish.
Good morning, Brian.
Every time I open the paper, it's something new. And today I saw Second Amendment stuff that's kind of scary.
Yeah, well, so let me give you just a quick update of my day yesterday. We are in the last week of having to get bills out over to the Senate. So we're on the floor all day. A typical week is Monday we're on the floor, we work in our offices Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday back on the floor again. But this week, it's obviously we were off last Monday for Memorial Day, but then every day this week it's from 9 till 5 here in bills. So we heard 104 bills yesterday. And out of those bills, obviously it was probably AB 48, which was a Skinner bill, which had your DOJ would do if you buy more than 3,000 rounds, you get on a list. If you're mentally ill, they put you on a list. And then also they wanted to do some more modifications to the magazine size and for those people who may alter them.
Yeah, and 109 bills?
104.
Okay. Yo, 104.
Well, that's a conversation all in itself. We need 104 new laws like we need a great big hole in our head.
Oh, well, we're going to hear 300 bills in the this week, over 300. So
that's
here's
insane.
The interesting thing is that, you know, there was a one member, Kristen Olson, last year who ran some legislation that would allow us to see the bill 72 hours before it can go to the floor. So as a minority in the minority party here, we get right now my ledge director is trying to print off the file so that we get there's 11 new bills that will be on the file today that I haven't seen yet. So those can come up today. So we're under the gun to process all these bills, try to figure out which way what they mean, what we're going to do with them. Obviously, some of them have been ran before, so I have the pleasure of my ledge director, who's been here 14 years, so has a lot of experience in doing this every year. So as Republicans, we get the information the last 15 minutes before we get to the floor, and we're expected to make decisions on them. So thankfully, these bills have been through a committee, and I know which Republicans have. There's at least two Republicans on every committee, and I can look to them to see how they voted on the bill, and then I have a bill analysis. I have a binder that's 6 inches deep in bills, and I have another stack of background information on my desk when I get to the floor about the bills that we're going to see today. So we're kind of a little bit of a disadvantage being in the minority party because we don't run this place, and we have to react to what they're up to. So we don't know which bills are going to come up. There's a whole list of bills, but we don't know which ones are going to come up.
Wow.
So it's good to know my colleagues and how they vote and their personalities, and if they align with them, things that are positive for me the way I think, and also for the way that things roll out in the North State. So that's kind of how we do it. We take turns, obviously, speaking on the bills that come through our committees, and we know the background on them, and then other bills that we're passionate about that we've been following, too. So that's kind of how it works here. It's interesting. I'm very much I was up till midnight last night looking at bills and working on projects that are concerning to me. And some of the bills, I'm excited that they didn't get out of committee. So, for example, we had a Prop 13 bill, which was carried by Amiano, which came through our tax committee. It never got out. It died on suspense. So some of these bills are dying in their committees and not getting to the floor, which is a great thing for those tax bills that are out there. And some of the other ones, that there was a gun bill, the tax on ammunition, that got held up in appropriations. So there's some positive things, and there's a lot of negatives, but that's kind of what's going on down
okay.
here.
Okay. Hey, Brian, we've got to take a quick break here. We have people on the line. We have a bunch of questions also. So our guest, Assemblyman Brian Daly, we're talking. He just gave us a quick primer on the 104 bills they did yesterday, how they're getting the bills 15 minutes before they walk on the floor. Thank you, Democrats. And so they have to vote on this. But how it works down there, we've got a lot of questions for you when we come back, though, Brian. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
To PaintMart for service and quality.
Charlie, how long is it going to take you to paint this house? You told me it would be done months ago.
Remember I told you it needed to be cleaned and sprayed, and yeah, I just don't have the money.
Yeah, nice try, Toots. You need to trot right on down to the Paint Mart.
Hi, this is Jeff. At the Paint Mart, we're the one-stop solution for all our customers. Right now, you can use a paint sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for one day with the purchase of 10 gallons of quality Benjamin Moore paint, or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. This limited time offer is good at any of our three stores in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff. Indoors or out, paint smart and save with the paint professionals at the Paint Mart, home of quality Benjamin Moore paints with all the tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Ah, great. Now what excuse can I use?
Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
This is Army Command Sergeant Major retired Ted Lighty with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse.
Having a hard time finding ammunition for your CCW training? NFI can supply your ammunition for your NRA-certified personal protection course. 16 county sheriff's departments have selected NFI to train their residents in concealed carry. NFI is passionate about training, safety, and is committed to American liberties. Read our reviews at NorCalFI.com, visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, or call us at 999-1822. NFI.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark today, Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. From small chips to cracks up to 24 inches in length, he guarantees his work. Give him a call. Give Jeff a call at 241-8373 or head down to 3208 Market Street right here in Redding. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly. Hey, Brian, one of the things I talked to you when I saw you at a soiree a few weeks ago is you went down there with willing to reach across the aisle. I mean, you had a real good attitude about that, about, hey, I can work with these people. How is it working with the supermajority down there?
Well, there's been several opportunities for me to be able to work with Democrats. And, for example, we had AB 900, which was a bill that I worked with Assemblyman Alejo on, which is trying to roll back the last year's Medicaid cuts that's affecting our rural communities up north. And so, for example, I have been able to reach across the aisle. And, you know, look, it is difficult when you don't have power to make things. I mean, as the speaker has the power to, you know, obviously control our budgets for members. But look, good legislation is still good legislation, and there's a lot of Democrats who have the same issues in their district that I have in mind. They have not very many jobs, and they have rural community or hospitals or rural communities that face the same things we face, and so I seek those people out and work with them to bring legislation. We were able to get a bill off the floor yesterday that's going to help our rural hospitals and keep those hospitals open if we can get the governor to sign it. So, you know, is it like it was when I was on the Board of Supervisors where I had five members to work with? No. But I'm able to, at the end of the day, it's about relationships, and that's really what I'm trying to do is build relationships with members who have the same issues in their district and move the ball forward to help represent the North State and the things that we care about.
Okay, well, that's at least, you know, that's, it kind of gives a little glimmer of hope there that maybe some of them are listening. I know that on some of the gun issues that they, you know, that a lot, some of the Democratic districts there out in rural areas, and they have, you know, they don't believe in going too far to the left on the gun rules. Water. What, anything is, you know, up here we're starting to, you know, more and more emphasis being put on water. Is anything happening down in Sacramento concerning
Brian,
that?
Brian, specifically the issue with Acid Canal where they've now in the process of agreeing to sell their water out of the district and out of the county.
Yeah, that, so at the state level, we have three. There's three bills now that are going to be 2-year bills. So we're in the process of forming those bills. Obviously, what's happened with the water bond is they think it's the price is too high, and that the voters, they've done some polling. This is not me. This is just what I'm hearing from those folks I know across the aisle that are in, and I want to be engaged because I'm very concerned about water. So I've been talking to them, but they don't think the water bond would pass, which means that we're going to, you know, the tunnel projects and all the stuff that's in the bond that was negotiated before I came here. So they're going to get that down some. And so I'm not familiar with it. I mean, I know what's going on up in with the water transfers, but that's not something at the state right now that is a bill or any legislation that I'm going to be able to affect. So I am very much engaged in the workings of these bills and working. It's going to be a 2/3 vote, so we actually, as Republicans, have some power in this. And I'm very much going to be engaged in that because I'm concerned that we need to like I've always said, county of origin water rights for the North State are critical. Storage is, if we don't have storage, I'm not going to be supporting it. Those are the things that we need to make sure that we protect up in the North State. And so as far as the water transfers go, Trish, I heard about that. I'm following it, and I'm going to be getting more engaged in it after we get after this week gets over and start trying to figure out how I can make sure and secure our water rights up north.
Okay. You know, my concern is that once you establish the precedent of selling off that water, we're going to have a hard time moving back.
I agree.
Okay. Brown, we're going to need to take a quick break here. We're going to cut some of these things out so we can bring you back on. Brown just announced he's taken $300 million from the counties. Because after they made this giant leap into the Medicaid, and now because of Medi-Cal, he wants $300 million back from the counties. I don't know if you've heard about that.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I was a county supervisor. They're calling me. They were down here last night catching up with me.
Okay. Well, let's take a quick break, and I'd like you to address that when we get back.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Let freedom ring at the Shasta District Fair opening Wednesday, June 12th. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance and carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under. Special ride all day for one price carnival wristbands. Outlaw go-karts in the Golden One Credit Union Grandstand. And be sure to catch the prize drawings at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. Thursday, it's country music with the Chris Gardner Band. Friday, auto and boat races, and Saturday, Destruction Derby, plus the Shasta Idol Competition, Splash Dogs, Hypnotist Chris Mabry, the Junior Livestock Auction, Carnival, and much more. Save 30% on Carnival ride and admission tickets. Go online to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets save you up to 30%, but must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 11th. Let freedom ring at the Shasta District Fair opening June 12th at the fairgrounds in Anderson.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly. Welcome back, Assemblyman Daly.
I'm here.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to talk about the Obamacare impact on the state of California and counties.
Well, because Brown came out today and said he wanted $300 million back. He said, I don't want to pay twice, but this is going to have a huge impact on the counties, isn't it?
Yeah, so obviously, coming out of the county, being on the board for 16 years, they've been talking to me. In fact, California State Association had their lobby day down here yesterday, so there was a lot of folks here, and I saw Larry Lee from Shasta County was here. So, the $300 million is a, so what's happening is, the governor did the May revise, and out of that, he's trying to figure out where he can, in my opinion, take money from counties and put it back in the state budget and waste it. That's the bottom line. But, with the Obama, Obamacare coming down, they're trying to use that, the funds that are going to come through Obamacare, and backfill that to the counties, because they're saying that the counties are going to be whole by the federal money that's coming, and the state's going to rip off the money from the indigent and the realignment dollars that were in, the, for the counties to take care of their indigents and their, what do they call them, underserved. So that's the game that's, that I see. Obviously that it just came out and we're working towards, keeping the counties whole. My goal, when I came to Sacramento was to, always keep, first of all, allow people at the local level to make the decisions. And so anytime I can move the power back to the local level, that's my goal. And to keep the state, out of the back pockets of the counties where the services are being implemented.
But you know, Brian, history always tells us, that they give us $100 and then they take back $110.
Right. And then also they tell you how to spend that $100 and not in a fashion that makes sense for, how you would run your business at your local level. That was the thing that was always frustrating to me too, is that, as a county supervisor, you couldn't do it in a way that made any sense because they're telling you exactly how you can spend it. And if you don't do it that way, you get penalized or they take the money back.
Exactly. And when they take money away from you, they don't give you money that you can spend where they took it from.
Exactly.
And we just hired here in Shasta County, if I remember, if I'm not talking apples and oranges, we just hired 24 people to get people onto the system that, you know, that now we're not going to have the funding for. And anyway, only two doctors in the whole town or county probably take Medi-Cal anyway at this point. So, you know, God bless the Democrats, you know, up in Sacramento. I mean, they are finding new ways of screwing with the people of California in so many ways and so in such a short period of time. It's mind-boggling, Brian. How do you even how do you keep up with that?
I hope that we'll see a backlash from the overreaching Democrat Party in Sacramento, and I really believe that we're going to see that. Look, at the end of the day, you cannot continue to squeeze hardworking people and business owners, regulate them and tax them, and expect them to not just sit on the sidelines. Either they're going to leave the state or they're going to stand here and fight. And, you know, there's a lot of them that are like me who love this place. I love Northern California, and I don't want to move. But so I'm going to stand and fight, and I'm going to fight for the people that are in my district. And I think you're going to see that. Hopefully you're going to see that statewide, and we're going to see some movement back, take some of these seats back, and move the state in a positive direction.
The bills that you were talking about earlier on the ammunition and some of those guns that moved out of the House or the Assembly, so those are on the way to the Senate, not on the way to the governor's
desk.
Yes.
So everything, most of the bills, now see what's going to happen is the state, the Assembly bills will go to the Senate and the Senate bills will come to the Assembly. And then after they, if they change them, so some of these bills like, you know, I'm voting for like AB 900. It can totally get changed in the Senate, and when it comes back over, if it's not in line with the, you know, I can have an opportunity to vote against it again, or for it or against it. So what happens is they're going to get changed, and that's the thing that I'm worried about is there's some good pieces of legislation, but when they get to the other house, they get manipulated and changed into something that's not even in the form it was when it left our house.
Well,
so those are the things that are, you know, I'm watching are those bills. It happens all the time. They'll take a bill and completely gut them in, they call it. It's not even what it looked like in the form. And you have voted on it. So your vote is on that bill number, and it's nothing that you voted on because they totally replaced everything in it.
Exactly, and those don't have to go back through a committee, so that's how a lot
right.
of the bills
exactly.
in the state of California
so
happened
we,
that nobody knows
two
about.
2 weeks ago voted on, there was like, I voted against them, obviously, there was like, I think 15 bills, and they all just had a number, and they're trailer bills. So once the governor we pass the budget, then the trailer bills that implement the budget come behind it, and there was like 20 of them, if not more, that were just numbers, nothing in the bill that got out off the assembly floor. Those are going to be filled up with trailer bills and how they're going to spend the money in the budget. So that's insane. You pass a bill with nothing in it, knowing it's going to get filled up with stuff that's going to come back to your house. So and it's really crazy.
And they do that. I mean, they just have a number vote on AB 36, and everybody votes it up and down?
No.
With nothing in it?
Yep. It's just a number.
That's insane.
First, our party voted against it, but the other party sent them out. So they need to get 41 votes because there's nothing in it. So if it was a fiscal bill, which requires a 2/3 vote, they would have had to get some of our votes. Because right now in the assembly, two members have, one's going to the city council and one went to the Senate. So we're actually not in a super minority status because there's less members. They're in an election process. So on a 2/3 vote bill right now, they have to pick up some Republicans to get there. So if we hang tight, we can stop a 2/3 bill right now.
Okay.
So we're going to see some of that today, hopefully. There's some 2/3 bills. Today and tomorrow, there's going to be a few of these that are 2/3 bills, and we're going to see how strong we are as Republicans. And we can
hey, Brian,
some of those
we've
bills.
We've got a break for the news. It's a hard break, but we come back. I like to talk realignment. And if there's any changes on that and what's coming down the road with that. Our guest, Assemblyman Brian Daly, will be right back after the news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Attorney General Eric Holder is asking to meet today and tomorrow with news executives about the seizure of journalists' phone and email records and leak investigations.
Some organizations, including the AP and New York Times, won't attend because the Justice Department wants them off the record. Yesterday, White House Press Secretary Jay Carney said the president is committed to finding a middle ground.
It's a constructive and useful engagement.
The Washington Post and the political newspaper Politico say they plan to attend. Fox News is still considering the invitation.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz at the White House. Four kids under 10 and three adults in their early 20s killed when a trailer loaded with crushed cars comes loose and hits them in trucks in New York.
There were eight people in a minivan, and there is only one survivor.
That's Whitney Meeker, the Cortland County, New York coroner. Pending home sales hit the highest level in 3 years. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I notice you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog your drains and sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, log on to ReadingUtilities.com. That's ReadingUtilities.com. This message has been funded by the City of Reading Public Works Department.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. This portion of the show brought to you Cypress Square Barbershop. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Man's last stronghold. Right off Athens Avenue, Cypress Square Barbershop. Good guys down there. Of course, I'm here with Trish Clark, and our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly. Hey, good morning, Brian, and welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you.
Hey, yeah, Brian, Brown actually mentioned the realignment. He said, well, we've got, you know, there's things we're working out and all that, but, you know, what's the general consensus down there in Sacramento? I mean, this thing has been a huge problem to the counties.
Yes, it has. I tend to rely heavily on the sheriffs, and, you know, I represent most of the sheriffs more than any other member in the state. So, I've been working very close with every county. Thomas Anko's, I talk to him constantly about what's happening in Shasta. I talk to Dean Groudon and Lopi in Siskiyou. Anyway, I'm communicating with my sheriffs because they're really the ones that are on the ground. And every county has a little different take for how they're implementing and what's their situation. But I'm relying heavily on the sheriffs to get my information and then try to communicate that back to the legislators down here. But at the end of the day, you know, the state really dished off their responsibility on the counties and to save money, and it's not going to work. In my opinion, it's going to be difficult. The sheriffs are doing the best they can with the hand they were dealt. And so I'll continue to work close with them. And, you know, it's kind of like, when the crime rate gets, we were reading about it every day, the crime rates are moving up, and the heat's going to get turned up on the legislators down here in Sacramento that put that legislation forward, and we're going to have to address it. We really need to focus on truly changing the way that we do, we rehabilitate some of these prisoners. I think, you know, we obviously have a broken system that we don't really rehabilitate them and get them back into productive citizens, and then we don't have enough space in our state prisons, and that's the only two ways that we have to, when we release them, get them out and keep them out and get them back into the being productive citizens, and the real hardcore ones are just going to have to stay in there, and that's we're going to have to bite the bullet and do it,
and not
on the backs of the counties.
But, you know, Brian, this is all a trickle-down effect from the federal government when they said we had too many prisoners, not enough room, not enough medical care, not enough privileges, not enough this. We need to strike back at that politically correct mindset that said our prisoners have to have all these space requirements and medical requirements, and we need to reestablish what a prisoner should anticipate if he goes to jail. And if we make it not quite so comfy for them to be there, perhaps they can get the idea that they don't want to reoffend.
Branch of government, Trish, and that's the court system. And the court systems are dictating how you are going to run your prisons and run your keeping bad people in our society off the streets. That's wrong.
And you're absolutely right.
You need to let the people, you know, obviously be safe. And until we do that, the third branch of the government is dictating on a lot of issues how they're basically making laws on their own that aren't vetted through the democratic process that we have, which is through the legislatures and through the, you know, the regular process that we're in down here. So,
well, we're listening too many to the bleeding heart liberals. Too much of their time is spent worrying about those criminals and not enough about the victims.
Amen. Okay. You're talking my language, lady.
hey, Brian, we've talked a lot about the unfunded liabilities right here in the city of Reading, which is like $300 million. We were talking the other day about the economy. Somebody said, there's a surplus in the California economy, which, you know, I think that's based on projected taxes or something, but it doesn't, they never addressed the unfunded liabilities that the state has. Is anybody looking at that?
That's all I talk about here, Carl. You know, I came out of Lassen County where we had funded our pensions and an unfunded liability, and we were debt-free. They're still debt-free. I saw one of the supervisors last night, and obviously it's getting tougher because the state's manipulating the, you know, take-backs. But that's all I focus on. Look, I have three children, and they're in debt to the tune of about $13,800 just for the bonds, not including the pensions that are in the hundreds of millions of dollars and in the billions. So if we don't address that issue, it will eventually eat us up. And that's what I say too. That same thing you're saying. Look, if there's any extra revenue coming in, don't spend it on new programs. Take care of the debt problems that you have and start working on debt. There's two ways to balance a budget. One is grow. So that means let businesses hire more people and more people will be paying taxes. Or raise taxes. That's what they want to do. They want to raise taxes instead of giving business the opportunity to grow and make money. And when we grow in California, since our economy is so large, it drives the national stock market, which where all the money that the employees are funded in. So you grow twice. If the stock market grows and your businesses grow, you actually can reduce your debt twice as fast. So I'm constantly talking about that here and trying to educate folks that that's what we need to do. And until we do that, we have got a serious problem with our unfunded liability out there, and it's eventually going to eat us up.
So, you know, you made a comment earlier that speaks to the problem. I just got in front of Carl there. But
you got louder than Carl. You didn't get in front.
I want to go back to the issue that you mentioned, and you said that you have a person working in your office that's been there for a long time, and she is able to help educate you, and I would just counter that that's what term limits brought for us.
Yeah, so
we've got people, the bureaucrats down there know more than the people we have in office, unfortunately, because we're not giving them enough time to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, some of my colleagues, I'm fortunate to be able to come out of local government for 16 years, so I have a lot of knowledge there. And like I said, I have Sherry, who is my ledge director here, and she's 14 years. She's awesome. She was here at 6 o'clock this morning going through bills, and she was here over the weekend. And because it's crunch time, and I'm fortunate to have a very good staff here that knows
what's going
on. But
you have a lot of legislators who are making those laws that don't know it.
You know, what's that?
You have a lot of legislators down there that don't know what Sherry does, and they're making bills.
Yeah, and so being able to come out of local government, too, is an advantage to me. Hey, look, I wanted to let you know that I got about five more minutes, and I'm going to have to go because I'm going to have to get down on the floor here pretty quick, and I got to go over those bills I don't know about.
Which
but I wanted to say that, you know, I have an opponent. The Democrats are running Leif Gill is his name, out of, I think he's out of Redding or Shasta County. He's an attorney backed by the SEIU union. So it's amazing to me that that's the one thing, too, that's interesting about this job is you're constantly running for office because it's a two-year cycle, which I wasn't used to that as a supervisor. We had a four-year cycle. But I'm very happy to be able to support and work for the constituents of the North State. It's good to hear from you guys again. And
well, you know, Brian, one of the things that this is when I'm talking with your staff, this is just kind of like the kickoff of a monthly update that you're going to be doing with us.
Yes, I'd be more than happy to.
Okay.
Well, hopefully next time we do, my staff will do a little better job of scheduling it, not on the days that we're going to hear, you know, 150 bills or 100 plus bills, but I am very good to hear from you guys. I really appreciate what you do in educating the community up there, and I'm honored to be able to be your assembly member.
Nice
Thanks
talking
a lot,
with
Brian.
You, Brian. Thanks for the Thank information.
You.
Take care.
Bye.
All right. You know, I didn't get a chance to ask him when if they do that first alfalfa cut or that cut of the hay, is can we go up and shoot squirrels again? Hey, we got to take a break here. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. We'll be right back.
So you own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else in, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Redding. Nothing beats the tough dependability quality of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride. The leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
Hey, well, all right. Hey, this is Ernie and Dave with Let's Sell It.
Yeehaw! If you have something you no longer need and having a yard sale, garage sale, or event, join us for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your radio flea market, every Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m., right here at KCNR 1460 a.m. There is no cost to you. That's right. Recycle your no longer needed items.
Yeah, get rid of it right here on the air. Give us a call Saturday mornings, 7 to 8 a.m., 605-4567.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney with Shasta Gas Propane. Spring has arrived and we have made it through another winter's heating bills. We want to help you lower your high monthly costs by enrolling you in our easy payment program. Instead of making four high payments, you could spread those payments over 11 months, making it much easier on your budget. For safety, service, savings, and details of our easy payment program, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Hey, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl Bott and Tris Clark. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. Got a show going there at 6 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Seven days a week, 24 hours a day. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance. Going to be 100 degrees this weekend. May want to check, have them come out and check your system here. Give them a call at 221-2642. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Great work. Great guys. Okay, Trish. Well, Brian had to leave. So we've got a few minutes here we can talk. You know, the things he's talking about, and you know what? And Jim Nielsen said exactly the same thing. They come up with these bills that have nothing in them. They vote on them so they get them onto the schedule. But this is even worse, is that a bill they pass.
And your vote's AB on it. 400, for or against.
And then they change it, maybe make it a 180 degree.
Can be
out.
About water and then come back being about rice.
Yeah, you know, and,
or. Or guns or whatever.
I thought it had to stay. I thought it
no.
had to be the same
no.
subject type
no.
thing.
No, no.
Oh well, if that's the case,
we said.
And so
they just passed how many bills that had to do with nothing. There are a number. They have no content.
Or he gets the bills the day before, or they're printing them out right now that he has to go vote.
He has not even seen them. He has no idea they're out there. If he hasn't been in the committee.
If Republicans did this, the Democrats, you know, the Sacramento Bee would be standing up and screaming, the record searchlight, where's the record searchlight? Why don't you say something about this? You know, we scream about it, you know, about this is not right. I mean, come on.
Well, you know, but in all fairness, the Democrats, don't know what's in the bills either. So there's
it doesn't
anybody
make any difference
except the
to
person
them.
That
it
made the bill.
It doesn't make any difference to them because they got them in committee, they get them out of committee, and they're going to vote in lockstep.
There you go.
So it really doesn't make any difference.
Well, but you know, yeah. I in the state of California, certainly the Democrats are in control, and they're the liberal part of this, and certainly the things that are wrong with the state of California, in my estimation, in my opinion, are the things that are from this very left-leaning mindset of this very liberal organization. Having said that, I'm not terribly impressed with what the Republicans are doing in Washington, D.C.
No.
any more than I am the Democrats. Why in the world are they not screaming and yelling, and what in the world is it going to take to get the people back there to start the impeachment of this administration from the top right down to the lowest secretary? I mean, people, Americans are dying. People are, you know, we have the gun runners in Mexico. We've got the Benghazi. You've got them taking on the press. You've got everything under the sun going on, and they just move right along and talk about Governor Christie and Obama and how great New Jersey is.
And New Jersey just, introduced a bill to take away veterans' preference when it comes to hiring in the state too.
I mean, are you kidding
that.
Me?
Yeah,
so you talk about Republicans. Yeah. I'm not yeah. sure that the Kool-Aid hasn't just leaked out into all of the vessels of everybody there. And what in the world is it going to take for the people of the United States to say enough?
Well, the thing that I see is that I look at it like a tide, like the tide's coming in. And so you say, you know, the tide comes rolling in really high with Obama and all this stuff that's going on. And so, then when the tide goes out, you know, Republicans are going to come back, you know, going to come back. I mean, it just happens. But the tide's already come in so far that you can say, oh, we're going to roll it back, but it never rolls back to where it was.
It can't possibly.
We have to be liked as instead of being correct for our Constitution and our country. I mean, the immigration problem has to be solved. You know what? And the fact that Bush couldn't do it and Obama, you know, is forced into it is a thing that has to be done. We can't continue going on like this. But there are things that we're doing, like what McCain, who is a Republican, wanting to give arms to the Syrian rebels, and we don't even know who these guys are.
You know, you go back to the amnesty thing and you say it has to be solved. I don't disagree. It has to be solved, but the first thing you've got to do is you've got to cut off the borders.
No, I agree.
For everybody coming in, not just the Mexicans, for everybody immigrating, go back to an immigration policy where, in fact, people go through a process to immigrate to this country. And then after we get the borders shut off, then let's talk one by one about what to do with the people that want to assimilate into our society. Yeah. If they don't want to become Americans, then send them home.
And on that one, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. Trish Clark on her soapbox. Fire and brimstone erupting from her mouth. We'll be right back.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Help support conservative talk radio programming in the North State. We the People and Sovereign Minds invite you to our first ever banquet and fundraiser, Saturday, June 29th at Wind River Casino Event Center. Enjoy great food, live gun auction, and raffle. An opportunity to come together as a community, be informed, and make educated decisions that reflect conservative views. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or North State Consultants, Inc., 221-0101.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back.
No, I won't.
Carl Bond, Trish Clark, right on back down because, you know, it, enough is enough that when you see these things, you just have to say, I mean, and we're going to turn it loose a little bit. I'm going to, right now, Trish has got, you know, is sitting there just seething, but I have to do, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. Your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership right here in the North State. Head on by 555 Cypress Avenue for great prices and a great service department. Redding Crown Motors. Okay. What we were just talking about was you've got the IRS, the, you know, this lady that's in charge of this that stands up and says, I did nothing wrong. There was, I did, you know, everything we did was correct. I now invoke my fifth amendment.
Constitutional
rights during the Fifth Amendment, and it's not right.
Why? What are the Republicans doing? You know, the Republicans are so worried about reaching across the aisle and everybody getting along and all that. We sent them back there to do a job. This woman is invoking the Fifth Amendment, which she has no right to do once she's made a statement and opened that up. If they want to act like they're a court, which they're not, then go by the rules of the court. I mean, for heaven's sakes, and then you got Holder, he's in there lying to him, saying, oh, I don't know anything about that, and I wouldn't think that was a really good idea, and if I did know anything about it, I probably would have not let them do that, because I wouldn't think that would be a good idea. Oh, yeah, but I did sign the warrants, I did judge shop till the third one to where I could get him to serve it, but I didn't know anything about it, and I didn't have anything to do with it, and don't even think about it. I'm not lying to you.
And by the way,
didn't know anything about it.
It should be investigated, but it should be investigated by
my
guys.
By my Justice Department.
By my guys.
Right after I give them some awards for doing such a good job for the things they've been doing. But there isn't anything going on back here, and I don't know why you guys aren't upset, and I think we just ought to celebrate something else.
You know what,
where are the Republicans?
Nobody is, you know what, they're trying and trying and trying. Benghazi. From the minute it occurred in Benghazi, the number two guy there was screaming terrorist attack. Nobody's listened to him. They're pushing this off further and further. There's still 30 people you haven't even heard from on this, you know, and yet Benghazi is like, you know, where was the president? Just answer this one question. Where was the president when Benghazi was going down and why he went to Las Vegas the next day for a fundraiser? And why was this concerted effort to minimize a horrible incident that Al-Qaeda was behind? Because if they did it, if they said what the truth was, it could have affected the election, and they were going to hide it. And the way it is, they say it is, deny it, deny it. It didn't happen. It didn't happen. It didn't happen. Oh, it's, why discuss it now?
Well, and they said he was in the Situation Room early in the evening. Never one time checked back to find out what was going on in that country. I watched a clip last night by a retired SEAL that came out and said it better than anything I've ever heard it said. He said they were there when the president asked them to go in and take out the head guy, uh-huh, Osama bin Laden. They did it for him, and they went in and they took him out. And when they asked him to help them, the SEALs, he walked away.
Well, I think I know is this, is that the president says, I didn't know about IRS, I wasn't informed about this and all that. Then what's he doing? I mean, if nothing else, he should be given direction in all this. Ruth Marcus, who sits in Obama's lap most of the time, is saying, you know what? The Oval Office is not a classroom. It's one thing to speak very, you know, brilliantly on subjects esoterically. But when it gets right down to it, you need to address the issues and say, this is happening. I'm taking the lead in this. I'm taking responsibility. And not this stuff about, oh, I didn't know about the IRS. I learned about it when I was laying in bed with Michelle and we were watching, MSNBC, which by the way has got the lowest ratings it ever has. That just came out too. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, you're the president. What do you mean you don't know about nobody mentioned this to you?
It's entirely possible that he doesn't know anything. If you checked how many days he actually spends in Washington, D.C., he's out raising money for the Democratic Party and whatever he's going to do next, because he's out campaigning on our dollar on a regular basis and spends very little time in the White House at all. No wonder he doesn't know anything.
You always feel better after you leave here,
Trish. I get all fired up and I do. I love being able to vet.
Well, you know what? This is a lot of things that people
try to shake people up to get
you need to get into it.
Get involved in what's happening, not in your community. Send your emails. Get involved. We can no longer stand by, sit down, and not be involved in what's happening. Our country's being taken away from us.
There should never be an election starting from the city level, the county, that somebody runs unopposed. It shall never happen again. It will never happen again. It's happened before.
It should never happen again.
Make the person stand up and say why they did things. Anyway, hey, but speaking of government abuse, Ron Lim's going to be on tomorrow. He's going to talk about what California can do to you if you try to, you know, and how they can abuse you in your business here, plus a number of other things. Also, remember, today, 11 a.m., go down to the Reading Civic Auditorium for the Memorial Day ceremony. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. On the lookout yet again in the nation's heartland under a threat of more severe weather after the latest run of tornadoes. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more live.
Nearly a dozen tornadoes reported in Nebraska yesterday. No injuries, but a lot of damaged farm outbuildings, and some folks are without power today. In southwestern Wisconsin, one emergency worker says a campground near Bagley was left in shambles when a storm blew through.
We got several traders on their sites and stuff here,
as well as trees and electrical wires. Meantime, with heavy rain in the forecast, parts of Iowa, Missouri, and Illinois are getting ready for more possible flooding. 2 to 4 inches of rain expected in many areas. Lisa?
Jennifer, thanks. Health insurance for more Americans. That's one of the main goals of the Affordable Care Act, along with reducing costs. But a new study says that second goal may be tough to achieve. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, it's all a very